We covered earlier this week on the site the release of TweetBot 6, the major new version of the popular third-party client. This is a new version of the app that moves to a subscription model. And that's because TweetBot 6 is using the new version 2 of the Twitter API for third-party developers, which is still labeled by Twitter as being in early access, which also explains why on the App Store you will see early access as the subtitle for TweetBot 6. So this is using the new Twitter API, which allows TweetBot to support more modern Twitter features, like more kinds of image thumbnails. You can view but not vote on Twitter polls. There's support for Twitter cards, so more previews in your timeline for more media elements. And there's also, in theory, there's the promise of more features coming in the future as Twitter keeps releasing new endpoints for developers who want to use the new Twitter API. In addition to that, there's a bunch of visual refreshes in the app, new icons, new glyphs, new colors, and new themes. There's also new icons that you can enable, new dark mode. There's a bunch of visual tweaks that, you know, make TweetBot 6 look really nice, objectively speaking. It may not look that different from previous versions of TweetBot, but that's the thing. It's labeled as early access. You can continue using TweetBot 5 if you still have it on your device, but if you want to jump ahead and get on board with the new version of TweetBot using the new Twitter API and the promise of more Twitter features coming in the future, this is the version to get. And because the Twitter API involves a recurring cost for developers, TweetBot 6 is moving to a subscription. So you can pay either $1 a month or $6 a year. So it's either 99 cents per month or $5.99 per year. And this is the new model that they have. It's not a paid upfront app anymore. No in-app purchases, just a subscription. And that's because, again, there's a recurring cost to use the new Twitter API. So I'm taking a wait-and-see approach here, personally. I would have liked to see more new features, more changes, especially on the iPad front. I think third-party apps like, for example, Aviary, they have shown how there's room to innovate a little more on iPad with multiple columns, multiple customizable columns, right. a native sidebar, for example. I would have liked TapBots to do something similar to Aviary from that point of view, like have more modern UI changes in iPadOS. But I guess, this is the decisions they've made. This is an early access version. You can get it from the App Store. Hopefully, the subscription model will allow them to continue to iterate on the iPad experience and also to continue to implement those new Twitter API features that are coming in the future.
That's right. And, this is a brand new app. So what it means is, although version 5 has been removed from the App Store, if you previously purchased 5 and don't want to subscribe, you can continue using 5. It's still good. I don't think it's being developed any further, but you have that option. Plus, you can download 6 to see what it looks like and use it for free. What you can't do, though, is access the more advanced features or tweet, because it's a read-only version of your timeline.